Now, that's at a big event. Tell me about an event around the event, maybe on a local basis. Okay. What happens there?
This is so, I mean, this is so, so important. And, lots of times, I travel lots of marketplaces, and lots of marketplaces, in my opinion, it's missing, okay? But the Tuesday is a Tuesday night event. After the event, Tuesday night, here's how it should look. If that's your weekly meeting, your weekly event, you're there. If you're the person starting up, setting up, you're even there early if you're on that team, but you're there at, say, it's 7 o'clock registration. You're there at 7 o'clock or 5 minutes of, 10 minutes of. You know, you leave your problems at the door. You're there, and that's the pre-event, but it's a formal pre-event. But following it, we all retire. I like being in hotels where they have a lounge so people don't have to get in their cars and drive somewhere else. But retire to the lounge, and even if it's just to hang out for another 45 minutes or an hour, if you can't stay because you got a babysitter, you stay for another 45 minutes or an hour. Or, you know, my job is basically this. I mean, this is one of my mottos, is any event will be the first ones there and the last ones to leave, okay? Whether it's a huge event like this where, you know, the event starts Thursday, I got into town on Tuesday, and I'll leave next Thursday after the Lake Mead trip's over. That's pretty much in the top 1% people showing up in Vegas, top 1% people leaving Vegas.
That's right.
But say it's a Tuesday night event. I'll be there early. I'll be there a quarter of. Okay, I don't at this point in time have to lug the TVs or set the room up, but I used to. That I was there even early, okay? But now I'll show up at a quarter of. I'll be there, you know. If I'm presenting, great. If I'm not, I'll be sitting in the front row, nodding and bobbing, you know, giving my attention to the speaker, lending my energy to the speaker, because I know I get lonely up there sometimes. Mm-hmm. Following the event, you know, we'll circle up with that people. I always invite all my guests, even when I'm inviting them. Afterwards, you know, if you want to stay, have a cup of coffee or a beer or a soda, we'll, you know, hang out a little bit. We'll answer any of your questions. Now, here's a very important point. That event around the event, people come on out with you afterwards, and they sit in the lounge with you, say, and having a cup of coffee or a beer or whatever. Now, you can have some conversations where you can let your hair down a little bit, and people literally can get to see you more as a more of a human being, okay? That's important, especially when you graduate to the levels where you're making a lot of money. Sometimes people are, they can't imagine a life like that, so you're not real to them. But when they come out and we're talking about the Yankees or watching a baseball game or, you know, they're meeting my son or they're meeting my friends and they just see we're all just human beings, you know, we're all just regular, ordinary people. Are we doing extraordinary things? The answer is yes, but simply because this is an extraordinary industry.
Right. You know? So, again, this sounds like the relationships are being created. I could just imagine
that. It's your friends, you know. Remember I told you about that guy who was the assistant principal in Florida earlier, okay? Mm-hmm. We literally, he came out and looked at some stuff and never came out to a live event. His next exposure was my brother Steve flew into Florida and he went out with my brother Jim and my brother Steve. This is Chip. Chip went out ostensibly to discuss the business with them on a 2-on-1 and they shot pool for 3 hours. They never actually discussed the business any further. Chip had already had a bunch of information, had seen a video. They left the bar restaurant where they were shooting pool hall. They were getting in their cars, and Chip said, "Well, I guess it's time to sign up, huh?" And he never actually, but it was an event around the event. Now, Chip, ironically, the very first time we ever signed up someone on Chip's team was at Chip's house, and I did a private business reception at his house where we showed a tape on TV, had about 7 or 8 people. 5 of them left, and 2 of them came out and sat on the porch, on his screened-in porch next to a swimming pool after it was over, okay? Now, that constitutes an event around the event where we just sat there, me and Chip, my brother Steve, and the two guests and my brother Jim. So there were 6 of us, 2 of them were guests. One of the guests had a cup of coffee because she was driving a ways, and the rest of us had a couple of beers, and the 2 people sat there on the back porch, poolside, and said, "Well, you know, I think we're going to get," one of them said, "I think I'm going to get started." And then the other person said, "Yeah, me too." And it was the event around the event where they felt relaxed. They felt like we weren't pressing them, pushing them. And I'll tell you, I want to get to know them too.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I get to know you and I see you and I can see you where the guards relax a little bit, I get a good sense of whether or not we can work together.
Right.
And as much as, you know, it's more often than not, I'm the person that says, "You know what? I like that person. I think we can go places together." Because remember this, you know, and you know this, my, it's not the people that I necessarily have brought into the business that have built the big teams. It's oftentimes people they brought in, were they in, and they brought in, you know.
That's
It's those people, five and six, seven. I got one major leader on my team, a couple, 22 levels deep from me, okay? But there's nothing of substance going on between me and them, so I make a tremendous amount of overrides and bonuses on their efforts.
Right.
So it was good for me to make sure I found them when I did, and I found them. I saw the look in their eye. In fact, I'll tell you this quick story because it makes a great, it's just a great demonstration of everything we're talking about. We were living in New Jersey. This gentleman was living in Sacramento, he and his wife. He called us up at our home office, said he got our number from the company. He'd been going upline. He was 22 levels down. He couldn't find anybody who was really making something out of the business between me and him. Could he? We give him some tips? Steve took the call. He said, sure. His name is Dusty. He said, Dusty, you know, sure, I'll tell you what. This is Wednesday. Next Friday night, we're flying over to Dallas, Texas, down to Dallas from New Jersey. We're going to have a big event with the company. Can you make it on out there and we can sit down face to face? Okay. Now, Dusty was in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
It was literally an economic and financial sacrifice for Dusty and a time sacrifice. But he said, okay, I can do it. Now, in that moment, two things happened. Dusty got more serious about his business. He asked us to be committed to him, and Steve asked him to come and meet us. That was a commitment. It was a commitment of his dollars and his time. Before he was making any money in network marketing, he got on a plane in Medicine, Dallas, Texas, sat with us at the big event, went to a training afterwards. We sat with him. You know, we become close personal friends. I've slept in his home, swam in his pool. You know, he and his wife and I mean, they'll come on our boat trip, okay, on Lake Mead. They've sold so much in our business. They've made us tremendous amounts of money, but even more than that, they're personal close friends of ours.
Right.
Okay? And what happened? He demonstrated, he stepped away from the 90% of the people who will not take this business seriously, came on to Dallas, came to a big event, we got locked in, saw the big picture, went on home, the investment factor on his side because he was investing in himself. Okay, you know, still took two more years before he really started making some money in network marketing. But, you know, as he started growing, we went to Sacramento. Today, I mentioned Sacramento. One of my largest teams is on, you know, is out of Sacramento. And he always wanted to move to Hawaii. He put on his list of 10 cities he wanted to go to. Maui, that's not really a city, but Maui made it on his list. And now he's gone to Maui twice to build his business. He has the fastest growing team in that company on the in the state of Hawaii.
Yeah. Well, Dusty's a great guy. I met him when I was out there in Sacramento. Okay, so I think, you know, you've given the listeners a whole lot of things to, I would say, probably think about, because a lot of what you're talking about might not even be going on in their business. And as we always say on these tapes, there are a lot of ways to be successful in network marketing. Here's another one way. And from what I can tell you is that, you know, Michael loves to travel. Just like I do. I really enjoy going around the country. And if you like going around the country, you might be that leader that your team can rally around and build a really large business around with. So think about what Michael was talking about. A lot of the ideas, I would say, you know, maybe put them into place as soon as you can. Like a luncheon is probably a good idea. An event around the event, probably a really good idea. You know, a lot of really neat things that you can put into place right away. And then some of the bigger pictures, items like, you know, going to Las Vegas and these bigger cities is something that maybe, like Michael, you said, create a vision and say, maybe that's where I want to head. And you never know. It just might happen. And
you know, and Art, you picked up, you said something that's very valuable to people. And if they're asking, you know, well, geez, I can't really afford to, like, my company's going to Vegas, or I can't really afford to do that. There's a few things to know. Like you said earlier, it's no embarrassment when you go to a conference like this, especially when you're starting out. I don't care if you're making $70,000 a year. If you've got a full-time good gig making $70,000 a year, you still don't have disposable income to be spending building your business. So work on using your business to generate money to run your business on. I'm a big believer in that. But also, you know, when you come out to these big events, it's no big deal to sleep 3, 4, and 5 people in a room. Sometimes when you're old, when you're in your 40s already, it's awkward, but you know, you get over it. I mean, early on in our career, you know, I slept in Days Inns and down from there, as opposed to the Paris Hotel, you know,
right.
as opposed to Bellagio, you know, and I shared two and three and four people in a room. Luckily, I recruited a lot of my family, so I only had to share it with family members. But, you know, we did that stuff, and you become family. You know, that buddy, my buddy Chip shared rooms with me and slept on the floor in my rooms when he was leveraging his way. No embarrassment in doing that. You know, get early flights. Get, you know, get frequent flyer stuff. Do that. Make sure you do get to your big event at least once a year, if not more than that. But at least once a year, do that part too, even if you're just getting going. Because what happens is you get to that big event, it'll spark something inside you, and it's that inside you. If you're not really passionate about anything in your life, that passion needs to be sparked. Network marketing can spark it for you. Okay? It gets sparked. There is no telling what you can do once it's sparked. You can outperform yourself no matter what level, no matter how great you are right now, no matter how many gears, you know, how many cylinders you're firing on, you can up your own performance. And network marketing, as you leverage your activity through our system, you know, it grows and grows and grows. I mean, let's face it, you know, Art, you're getting paid today. You're sitting here interviewing me on the efforts of thousands of people who are nowhere near us all over this country. You're getting paid due to the success you've created personally in network marketing. Whether or not you mentioned the name of your company today or not.
Right. Yep.
I mean, geez.
And 6 years ago, probably couldn't have said that.
You couldn't have said that 6 years
said
ago.
That.
You were on your way, though.
We were on our way. And
but here's what you were willing to do. You're willing to learn the business. You're willing to pay the price. Okay? There's no riches without a price to be paid.
Right.
And that's what something, I mean, really sometimes the people already live in comfortable lifestyles. They already got the Lexus. They already got the nice house. They got the kids, this and that. But they know they're trapped. Sometimes it's harder for them than the person who has just gone out, you know, just had a business go belly up and they're bankrupt and they know they got to do something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I tell you, if in the beginning of this interview you said one of the main reasons that I do these events, from smaller event to bigger event, I'm building for events, is to ultimately get my distributor to one of the massive conventions. You probably have a national convention. Most of you probably have at least one of those. If you have a national convention, do whatever it takes in your power to get those people that have that sparkle in their eyes to that event. You mentioned it doesn't matter if they fly to a room, if they have to get frequent flyer miles, if they have to drive across the country. If they can get there, you're doing them a favor because they might walk out of there with something that they never had before.
That's right.
And
once you've got them out to one, I mean, that's your, you know, you look at them, you've done your job.
Right.
I mean, I've many times told people, listen, come on out, say it was Vegas, come to Vegas. If at the end of the event you can look me in the eye and tell me it wasn't worth every penny you paid, I'll write you a check.
Mm-hmm. And you can do that.
And I've never had to write one yet.
That's
which
right.
is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And I've offered it to at least 40 people over the years.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Any parting words, thoughts that you'd like to share with the listeners? Because this, there are people listening.
Well, you know, you're listening to this and you're plugged into this. I mean, I'll just tell you, I mean, listen again. Make sure that you're taking the way you can benefit from this the most is not simply by listening it, by getting your entire team plugged into hearing this type of information and getting on this call and listening to this event. You know, listen, this is an event. If you can build for this event, you can build for any event, and it'll translate into every single thing. But the more of your people, if your people are getting educated into the big picture and into the simple disciplines and understanding how this industry works, they're going to be successful. And all, I believe that you have become one of the premier trainers in the industry today, and one of the premier, even probably more importantly, people who provide information out to everybody. So congratulations on your success,
that.
Too.
Congratulations on your success. I got to tell you, when you wake, you know, when you came to my house in Charleston, Virginia, we had a big house. We had a big basement. We sat down there, and I would not have imagined 6 years from now you are where you are. You have surprised me and surprised me in a very
pleasant
way.
Well, I had a great need and I had a burning desire.
Yes, you did.
And, you know, the need, of course, the universe doesn't reward need, but it does reward deserve. Starts out, you know, everyone knows this, when you and I go back with it, you got to have a burning desire. You have to have the willingness to work. And like all of our listeners today, congratulations on this. You got to be willing to be coached, and you guys are willing. So let's go to the top. We'll see you up there.
Thank you, Michael.